In an otherwise triumphant tour of six countries in 8 days, President Obama got one piece of bad news.
NPR senior news analyst Dan Shore.
On Sunday in Prague, where he announced a new nonproliferation initiative, the president was awakened at 4:30 a.m. to be told that North Korea had launched a long-range rocket. There is no reason to accept the North Korean claim that its purpose was not military, but to put a satellite into orbit. In 1957, when the Soviet Union surprised the world by launching Sputnik, Nikita Khrushchev made a point of saying that a missile that could carry a satellite could also carry a nuclear warhead. The president dispatched UN Ambassador Susan Rice to seek action by the Security Council, saying that Kim Jong-il had broken a previous resolution and violations must be punished. And yet, only 2 days earlier, the president's special envoy for North Korea, Stephen Bosworth, had stated that pressure is not the most productive line of approach in dealing with its hermit kingdom. Bosworth offered to go to Pyongyang whenever it appears to be useful to restart negotiations on the verification of the suspension of North Korea's nuclear program. But Bosworth, opposing pressure, seemed to be not on the same track as the president. Mr. Obama may have made a tactical mistake in talking tough when he was not able to act tough. Whatever North Korea wanted to launch into orbit apparently failed. But North Korea played its bad hand brilliantly, with the United States acting as though it had been caught by surprise. Ambassador Rice has now been clearly having trouble getting agreement in the Security Council on a course of action. Ambassador Rice says the United States wants a resolution with some teeth in it. What would that be? Stronger words? Tougher sanctions? But there seems to be little appetite among others of the 15 members of the Security Council, especially Russia and China, for pursuing this much further. President Obama, riding high as an international statesman, may find it unpleasant to be faced down by a nasty pipsqueak of a dictator. But the president may have to stay his hand in the interest of the larger purpose of pursuing nuclear nonproliferation. This is Daniel Shore.